It's estimated that 13 million U.S. children will be bullied this year, according to makers of the new documentary Bully. The film opens in wider release tomorrow now that a few changes allowed it to get a PG-13 rating from the Motion Picture Association of America. WNYC's Beth Fertig went to a showing this week to see what city teens and their families thought about the film.
Bully is hard to watch. We all know the topic from headlines, but when you see the footage of a teenage boy named Alex being taunted and threatened on his daily school bus ride, it's impossible not to cringe. And in a way, it's even more upsetting when Alex is confronted about it by his mother.
Does it make you feel good when they punch you? Or kick you? Or stab you?
Well, I don't know. I'm starting to think I don't feel anything anymore.
There is no narration in this documentary, just interviews with children, their families, and the parents of teens who committed suicide. After seeing the film this week at the Angelica, 14-year-old Guy Liotto and his 19-year-old sister Nicole said they couldn't shake the image of Alex on the bus.
Because it's away from school and away from the parents, so it's just all the kids in one close place interacting with each other and seeing how they are with no supervision.
If I was the bus driver, I could probably get fired, but I would pull over and I would scream at the kids. It seemed like the bus driver didn't even do anything whatsoever.
Guy and Nicole went to the movie with their mother. For them, the subject was theoretical. They say their public school in Greenwich Village educated students and families about the risks of bullying, and neither of the siblings says they ever saw any cases of it at Eleanor Roosevelt High School, where Nicole graduated and Guy is currently a freshman. But Nora Esposito has a much deeper connection with the problem.
That's what they prey on, bullies. The lonely kid.
I can see this got to you.
Yeah.
Do you know anybody whose children have been picked on?
Well, my own son.
Nora brought her 14-year-old son, Justin, who admits he was picked on at his Catholic school in Queens. But he downplays the problem.
I wouldn't call it bullying on that level, but my old group of friends in my elementary school, we grew apart and they made fun of me and stuff, and I eventually broke away from them. It was nothing nearly as bad as what those kids went through. I mean, I was fine. I made new friends and I went into high school, happy kid. I have tons of friends, so.
Justin appears handsome and confident, and he credits that self-esteem with helping him to move on. But like the boy on the bus, his mother says Justin had qualms about reporting the problem.
Justin asked me not to get the school involved, and a lot of the incidents were happening outside the school, but definitely something needs to happen more in the schools.
The filmmakers have created a website called The Bully Project with the hope of sparking more action. And there's a teaching guide prepared by the national nonprofit group Facing History and Ourselves. Peter Nelson, who runs the New York office, says the goal is to help change the culture of schools and their communities.
In some ways, the question is, what do you do after the bullying incident has happened? Does the community respond powerfully, or does the community say, well, you know, boys will be boys? All of these kind of expressions of acceptance are things we'd love the film to be party to changing.
Officially, the New York City public schools prohibit bullying, and the topic comes up each year during Respect for All Week. There's also a new state law requiring schools to train their staffers. 13-year-old Chris Reyes came from Brooklyn to see Bully this week with two adult friends. He says he's seen kids who have had their clothes and lunches snatched at his public school in East New York, including one boy in his class.
What do they do to this boy?
They push him around, bully him, talk about his clothes.
Chris says he's talked to the boy before, but after seeing the documentary, he's going to do more.
Be a friend, talk to him, take him out sometimes.
Small steps like that are exactly what the filmmakers hope to encourage. For WNYC, I'm Beth Fertig.